Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question, on and on. We got lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on, if you're a startup or you're growing your business or you're trying to get rid of one, we can take care of you there, right? smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Tillman is our guest. He's the CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute. He's also the founder of the Great Communications Foundation. John, tell us a little bit about the Illinois Policy Institute.
Well, we're a think tank. What that means is we advocate for public policy that passes through a political process. So there's groups in Florida that do the same thing. And what we try to do is get with legislative leaders, political decision makers, business leaders, community leaders, people that listen to your show, Jim, and get them to advocate for policies that will make our state more pro-business.
Is that like the Mackinac Center in Michigan and the American Institute for Education, I think it is, in Texas? And you're like those groups. We've had those folks on the show.
Good for you.
So you're in Illinois, and Illinois is an interesting state. Illinois reminds me of a little California, meaning that it's not competitive in the world marketplace anymore. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, you're right. Illinois has gone from being an economic juggernaut that was one of the fastest. At one time, Chicago was the fastest growing state or city in the country, one of the fastest growing states in the country, and we have, over the last 30 years, committed economic suicide, and we're now in an economic
suicide. How did that happen?
It happened because of public policy. It started in a variety of ways, but it started in 1970 when we instituted an income tax for the first time. As you know, in Florida, you don't have an income tax. It's right. One of nine states that don't. It's a big competitive advantage. So we instituted income tax. We have a very pro-labor environment, meaning union boss environment, and unfortunately that hurts both those in unions and it hurts rank-and-file union members, because it makes our workforce less flexible and competitive with the rest of the world because we're competing on a global economy. And then we have a crony capitalist environment where decisions are passed through government.
If you look up crony capitalism in the dictionary, it'll be based in Chicago, won't it?
That's exactly right. Chicago and our capital of Springfield, which is in central Illinois.
If Wisconsin annexed Chicago, or if Lake County, Indiana annexed Chicago, would Illinois be better off?
We would. I'll give you one quick example of that. If you took Chicago out of the equation, Illinois, just in terms of educational results, Illinois would rank number one in the country in high school graduation rates. The tragedy of it is when you put Chicago back in, the Chicago kids can compete. And in fact, when you look at charter schools and independent schools, they rank right up there with the best schools in the suburbs. So the problem isn't the kids in Chicago. The problem is the Chicago public school system is controlled by a monopoly.
Yeah.
And the monopoly is the Chicago Teachers Union.
The unions, Mayor Emanuel got a dose of that a couple of months ago, didn't he?
He sure did. The union.
They educated him a little bit, didn't they?
They sure did, Jim. They gave him a little slap across the face, figuratively speaking. Everybody thought he was going to be the tough guy, and they pretty much neutered all the reforms that they tried to do.
So economically, California is about to fall into the Pacific Ocean. Economically and competitively, Illinois, maybe I'm being a little too harsh, but I don't think I'm being too harsh. Maybe a little prescient here. Illinois is about to fall into Lake Michigan economically and competitively. What's the common denominator?
The common denominator is very, very strong unionization and public sector unions in particular. Number one, both states are controlled by the Democratic Party.
What is it? What is it? Employee unions.
There's a variety of them. There's the Ask Me Union, which is the municipal and state government workers.
Yeah.
There's SEIU.
SEIU is what I was trying to say.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the Service Employees Union, and then there's the Teachers Unions, which is the IEA.
Those people are the enemy of a healthy, competitive America, aren't they?
They are, and the sad truth is that the rank-and-file members of those unions are generally good people, but the union bosses are in cahoots.
That's the problem. The problem with unions is not the rank-and-file. The problem is the leadership.
Exactly.
And isn't that true, though, of other groups? When I think of a lot of minority groups in America, the problem are not the members of the community. The problem is the leaders they follow.
Well, that's right, because they're totally. It reminds me of when I was in East Berlin before the wall came down many years ago, and the kind of reality check that the people from East Berlin had, how they perceived the world as still being Al Capone running Chicago, because that's all the information they were given. Union members are lied to regularly by their union bosses, because the union bosses have made deals that are bankrupting the system,
but it
enriches them and enriches their political partners.
That's right. That's exactly right. So what's Illinois' future?
Actually, the future is bright. We have a very exciting movement growing in Illinois. Rank-and-file members, Democrats, Republicans, Independents alike, are coming together to try to elect better people and hold them accountable to try to make Illinois more pro-free market, more
How many How many years before Illinois becomes a red state?
I believe, I'm going to predict right here on your show, it'll be 2014.
2014? Two years
from now, we're going to see Illinois go red.
We're going to have you back and call you on that one.
But that on your calendar.
But as many right people now. Listening to my show might be saying right now, from your mouth to God's ears. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website quickly, please.
IllinoisPolicy.org. IllinoisPolicy.org. Jim, thanks for having me.
Thank you, John. Take care. We'll see you back another time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.